Hey everybody, this is Jeff Thompson, friendly Fridley, Minnesota. I'm coming in on a topic that was brought up by, I can't remember who did it, but the Audio Boom community. And some of them was Simon, Ruth, Paul Hopkins, Claire, Monty Blog, and even McColgan, Pilgrim Chris, Turbo Stream, I believe, a few others. I can't even remember them all. Gwendolyn, Roger, I think the list goes on, but a lot of topics, and one that caught my attention was podcasting, and there was a little bit, why do you podcast, and what do you think about podcasting, and the community, and, you know, where'd you get your start, and where did it all begin, and stuff like that, and it got me thinking, and I really enjoyed listening to a couple of them, Paul did some stuff from Memphis, some recordings of some blues and stuff like that, and that's my niche. That's the stuff I really like, so that caught my attention. And Paul was one of the guys that when I first came to Audio Boom, I heard he did a documentary thing with a children's museum type of science type of stuff, and they were doing this art stuff, and there was a string that went all the way through the museum. You followed the string type of deal, and it was really cool how he captured the stuff and then broke it up and put music to it and chit-chat talk and blended all the sounds together. And it was, you know, that really caught my attention. One of the first ones that I found on Audio Boom was the Caribbean Blind Man's Cafe. That was Ricky down there in Puerto Rico. And he had a blog. It was a little bit different. It was just like an open session. He would do demos of apps and iOS stuff, and if something would come out, he'd see if there would be accessible, and he'd warn people not to just upgrade and all that sorts of stuff. But he had the sounds of the Caribbean down there, you know, the parrots, the birds, the crickets at night. You know, it was like terrifying in a sense, you know, because up here we get crickets, yeah, we get birds, we get that stuff, but it's not that prevalent all the time in the background, you know, just bang, 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 like it was there. So just listening to the stuff that he did, and he's a doer. I mean, he has bananas, he gardens, he takes care of his thing, he maintains the plantation, the estate, and all that stuff. And, you know, plantains, bananas, herbs, and all sorts of different type of stuff. And, excuse me, I was going to cough there, but yeah, so it was just interesting to listening to these different types of platforms that people had going, and question and answer stuff. People would ask questions over there on the channels, and, you know, it was just neat. It was just neat to hear these different voices and different terrains, you know, different areas geographically, and just their environments and their sounds and stuff. And then you had like McColgan doing the morning thoughts with the binaural microphones, you know, and listening to his garden, which sounds like a bird refugee, and really cool. And then you have Top Gold doing his educational stuff, and up there in Ireland, and Ireland, right? Yeah. McColgan, Scotland, I believe. Let's see. I'm trying to think of other people. Fireman Rich, yeah, Sassy Cat, Favorite Little Kitty Cat, and so, you know, there's so many different people out there. Pilgrim Chris, all one word. The way that my voiceover, my accessibility says it, you know, it doesn't say all one word. It says, you know, it's a combination of that, but all one word. That's kind of clever. But he has very descriptive voice when he talks about stuff. If he's traveling or something and talking about going someplace, he'll describe the scenery just naturally do it. And that's really cool. And that's really cool for me to, you know, that's why I pay attention, you know, like Ricky doing things. He's always was doing something. So I was paying attention to that because I like to do stuff. And right now I'm working on some M&M machines, and I got 10 of them going right now. I have a few done. I have 10 of them going, and I have 10 waiting at another stage. They're all done, really, but now I'm doing the finishing work, and I put a layer of tung oil, which is from China, T-U-N-G, and that goes on, that dries, and then I strike it down a little bit, and then I come back and put another coat on. So after about 3 or 4 coats, it's all done. It's all natural. So people that were doing things, I guess, was, you know, and Paul's being creative with recording all that stuff and cutting and splicing and, you know, putting together a production was really cool. And like JLL underscore tribute, the Fonzamondo, when he was showing his music, how he would create stuff and put it together and all this stuff, put out strings and then bring in the the horns, and all of a sudden he's playing a song and he's doing the whole thing, you know. It's like, wow, you know, very, very cool. And I like math, and he would always count it out, 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 2, you know, boom, you know. So there are different people, different personalities out there that caught my attention. It was really interesting, and I always wondered, you know, could I do this? And that's when, you know, I started posting down there in the Caribbean Blind Man's Cafe. And, you know, I created Little Dude and Fluffy. And it was really neat because I think Ricky introduced me to the voice changer, and I was playing with that. So being able to do it with the iPhone back then, just being able to do all this stuff with Boss Jock, and that's what I'm recording this on Boss Jock right now, because I'm just sitting at my workbench here and putzing around, and this is how it all started. You guys in the Audio Boom community were my radio, my voice, or my music to my ears. I was listening to all you guys, and I still do listen to all this stuff. So that's where I basically got my start. I, like I said, I used to do, well, cripes when I was a kid. My cousin and I, we used to record commercials, just goofing around with tape recorders. We used to tape record, wait for that song to come on, and record these tapes. And, you know, we recorded the greatest little tapes, you know, and that was really cool back in the day, you know. And, you know, so nowadays, after I lost my sight, I got a tape recorder, and I used to take notes in it, you know, little quick notes and ideas. And when I was in songwriting, even before I lost eyesight, I used to write songs, and I used to have it when I came across an idea. I used to just reach over, turn on the recorder, and capture an idea. And, you know, so when it came down to college and stuff, I got it was an Olympus, but it wasn't the greatest one, you know, back in the day. But and then all of a sudden quality started coming in, and the sound stuff, and with Boss Jock and the iPhone and all this stuff, it was just, wow, could I move to the next level, and what's accessible? So by listening to some of the people in the blindness community, I was able to realize that people are doing this stuff. People are using stuff. And, you know, if it's accessible, like if a digital thing goes from 0 to 10 but then wraps around, it's not as accessible. If it stops at 10, then you have to come back down to 1 or 0, you know. Got that from the Fonzamondo, you know. Let's see. Other people were using different things. So, you know, you kind of eclectically as a community help each other out and all that. Now listening to you guys talk about why is there life on Earth or purpose, I guess. You know, we all have our ideas, and, you know, without reason would we just be like an animal, you know, stuff like that, you know. You know, it's interesting. And one thing that, when I was listening to that, I thought about the Black Plague, bubonic plague, I think it was. You know, if it wasn't for the second and third chromosomes banding, those people survived, and half the population of the UK, England over there, you know, vanished. But the people who had the chromosomes banded, you know, that morphism, or whatever you want to call it, that mutant gene, saved people's lives who had that mutant gene in them. You know, it was like interesting. So, you know, DNA has a lot to do with survival of the fittest and all that stuff. So it makes you wonder. But other than that, it's lots of nice stuff. So y'all have a good day. And until next time.